from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 and Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so working our way through questions with the Detroit Lions that are partially getting answered in this preseason. But we also, at the same time, we want your champ and chump nominations, 248-539-9797. And we'd love to know, in the Lions preseason, a guy that's winning you over. Who is winning you over? Like, I'll give you an example. We're getting into the fourth and fifth wide receiver. An obvious one is Isaiah Williams. When he signed as an undrafted free agent, Gator, you and I both, we love to look at the undrafted free agent list and say, ooh, this could be a find. And, you know, the day after the draft or whatever, when those lists start to come out, and we did the whole ooh, this guy could be a find. Your guy was Isaiah Williams. Mine was Chaylon Garnes from Wake Forest, the safety. Doesn't look like he's a find.
No.
But Isaiah Williams looks like he could make this team. Is he possibly the fourth receiver? Or is the fact that unfortunately he plays a slot receiver spot and they kind of have those guys, does it make it almost impossible for it to be him?
Well, that's interesting because that's a part that I guess when you factor it in, it would be the number one reason he doesn't make the team.
Yeah.
He makes the team because he can catch the football and he can get open. And frankly, does it matter if you're a slot receiver or outside? If you can get open, you can get open. And if you can catch the ball, you can catch the ball. Mm-hmm. He's caught 10 passes on 12 targets this year for over 100 yards. He was the only guy who really kind of showed up in the first game against the Giants late in the game. They threw to him and he caught all the passes that were thrown to all four that were thrown to him. But he was, you couldn't ignore him.
No.
Against the Chiefs. He was there making plays and making plays on special teams as well, and I think he's got that spot, and he should be on this team. It shouldn't stop the Lions from scouring the waiver wire, looking at potential free agents or trades, and trying to find another receiver, perhaps of size. And I think they probably need to have another bigger receiver on this team. I think they need to carry five receivers anyway, because receivers get hurt all the time too.
Yep.
But do they have that already? Are you going to find it with Caden Davis or Darius Fountain? I'm not convinced that those guys are the guys. Or Donovan Peoples-Jones?
Donovan Peoples-Jones is a veteran. He's bigger. He's clearly an outside receiver.
And yet, one catch for 5 yards against Kansas City. And I forget what he did against the Giants, but it wasn't anything special.
He also had a big block on Caden Davis's touchdown.
Yeah, was that where he did? And I think he kind of got in the way of a player, but it's a block nonetheless, and it sprung him to get outside and free. So there are things like that that the coaches love. But ultimately, as a receiver, you still have to catch the football and you still have to get open. And if they're looking for a guy that's got decent size, I mean, he's not screaming, I'm the guy. He hasn't, you know, grab that brass ring to be that player.
Cuts are a week from tomorrow. And, you know, during the broadcast, they said that Donovan Peoples-Jones had earned some praise, had a good week of practice. It's curious. This guy's career arc is very, it's been, for people who followed it closely, right? If you're a Michigan fan, you saw a guy that made some catches, but kind of just came up a bit short from being the guy. Like being that elite, elite guy. He goes pro. He has the 1 year in Cleveland where he looks great. Something hasn't quite clicked.
Right.
And it's hard to say what it is. It's hard to say what it is, but I feel like it feels like they want him to be the guy.
I think they'd love for him to be the guy. Yeah. And they traded for him. They gave him a resource and okay, let's see what you got. And he was a complete non-factor last season after the trade. Mm-hmm. And we haven't really seen much of him in the preseason. I don't see how he makes the team unless, you know, writing's on the wall. He goes out there, blows up in practice this week. They suit up Saturday for the game against the Steelers, and then he has a game. He shows up. He's open all over the field, making contested catches when they have to be, yards after the catch, doing all those things. But it kind of feels like if it's me on the outside, because we're not at practice. We'll be at practice the next couple of days. And even then, it's limited what we can see. The coaches know. But as a fan, from what we've seen, there's nothing to get excited about in thinking that guy's on the roster. So I can't say it. But,
no.
But we do trust Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. And even with the Onyeka stuff, I expected to see Onyeka on Saturday. He didn't play.
No, he didn't. I think he's getting starter treatment, and we'll get to that coming up in a minute. But anybody else at the wide receiver spot that
I'd like Caden Davis. I think he's flashing a little bit. Obviously the big play was the touchdown, but it was a nice route, and you know, kind of confused the defense of Kansas City a little bit, and there was some of that. But he's been open as well. But beyond that, no, there has not been impressive. I was expecting more out of Darius Fountain, and it just hasn't been terribly impressive. Unfortunately, Hendon Hooker missed him on a pass, one of his first passes.
Yeah.
It looked like that could have gone for maybe 20 yards or so. And I'd love to see what it looks like when he's got the ball in his hands, yards after catch stuff. Can he make somebody miss? But haven't seen it in the game situation. That's all we've been privy to.
Name that gets talked about every year, and we haven't brought him up yet, but here he is, Tom Kennedy. Tom Kennedy's still here.
I mean, Tom Kennedy does what Tom Kennedy does. Plays in the preseason. And it's not a knock on him. He shows up in the preseason and then gets to the practice squad and occasionally gets activated. And you're like, okay, that's going to be a guy that they're going to go to. But they don't.
Right.
They just don't, because there's a reason the other guys are starters. There is a reason other guys are already on the roster. And I feel like if you're looking at Tom Kennedy and Isaiah Williams, one is outplayed the other to this point. One looks, I guess, passes the eyeball test more than Tom Kennedy. It feels like we've already seen Tom Kennedy. We haven't seen Isaiah Williams. He's younger. I'd go that route.
Yeah. And yet I have a feeling if Tom Kennedy doesn't make the team, if he's still eligible, he ends up on the practice squad, and then next year in the preseason, he's out there making catches for them again. And maybe he gets into, if he is still eligible for the practice squad, these practice squad guys shouldn't be forgotten, because those are the guys that get called up when there are injuries, and invariably there are injuries. And I don't think Isaiah Williams is sneaking through the practice squad.
I don't think he's sneaking through there either. Would Tom Kennedy?
Probably would.
If he's eligible for the practice squad. But, I mean, if you're one of the other 31 teams and you're looking for wide receivers on your roster, mm-hmm. I mean, you could do worse than Tom Kennedy.
248-539-9797. All right, other questions. Backup quarterback, Hendon Hooker, his performance. You mentioned Levi Onyeka. We'll get to all that coming up. Who has impressed you? Who is the guy that you say, you know what? I like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.